Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The business book, Big Ideas Simply Explained by DK, is a visually driven guide to the concepts that shaped modern commerce and management. Rather than teaching one methodology, it curates a wide range of influential frameworks from economics, strategy, leadership, marketing, operations, and finance, presenting them in a format designed for quick understanding. The book is known for pairing concise explanations with diagrams, timelines, and summaries that help readers see how ideas connect and why they matter in practice. It moves from foundational thinking, such as early market theory and industrial organization, through to contemporary themes like globalization, digital disruption, and responsible capitalism. This makes it useful both as an entry point for newcomers and as a refresher for experienced professionals who want a structured overview. By focusing on key models and the thinkers behind them, it encourages readers to build a flexible mental toolkit they can apply to real business decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a tour of core business thinking and why it endures. A central value of the book is its breadth. It introduces many of the ideas that repeatedly show up in business conversations, from how markets behave to how firms organize work. Instead of treating business as a single discipline, it frames it as an ecosystem of interlocking lenses, including economics, management theory, and competitive strategy. Readers get a map of how certain concepts emerged in response to real problems such as industrial scaling, labor coordination, pricing, and competition. This historical and contextual approach helps explain why some ideas endure even when technologies and industries change. The book also highlights the tension between elegant models and messy reality, encouraging readers to see frameworks as tools rather than rules. For example, economic perspectives can clarify incentives and trade-offs, while management perspectives address coordination, culture, and execution. By moving across schools of thought, the reader can compare contrasting assumptions, planning versus emergence, control versus empowerment, shareholder primacy versus broader stakeholder views. The takeaway is a practical mindset. Learn the foundational models, understand their limits, and select the right lens for the decision at hand. That orientation makes the content useful for study, discussion, and day-to-day problem solving. Secondly, strategy and competitive advantage in a changing landscape. The book devotes significant attention to the question that defines strategic thinking: how a company can win and keep winning. It surveys major strategic ideas such as positioning, differentiation, cost leadership, and the role of industry structure, then extends into capabilities, innovation, and adaptation. The reader is encouraged to separate operational effectiveness from strategy, recognizing that doing the same work better is not the same as choosing a distinct way to compete. A recurring theme is that competitive advantage tends to come from coherent choices that reinforce each other, such as serving a specific segment, building a distinctive value proposition, and aligning activities to deliver it. The book also addresses how competitive dynamics shift with globalization, platform business models, and faster product cycles. That evolution makes strategy less of a one-time plan and more of an ongoing process of sensing change, experimenting, and reallocating resources. Another important angle is the trade-off between scale and agility. Large firms benefit from reach and efficiency, while smaller firms may move faster and specialize. By presenting multiple frameworks side by side, the book helps readers evaluate strategy in a structured way, test assumptions, and avoid common traps like pursuing growth without profitability or copying competitors without a clear basis for differentiation. Thirdly, leadership, organizations, and the human side of performance. Many business failures are not caused by a lack of ideas, but by weak execution rooted in organizational design, incentives, and culture. The book emphasizes that leadership is not only about charisma or authority, it is also about building systems that make good performance repeatable. It introduces influential thinking on motivation, power, management styles, and decision-making, helping readers understand why people behave differently at work than they do in theory. Another key theme is structure, how teams, hierarchies, and processes can either speed up coordination or create bottlenecks and politics. Readers see how approaches to management evolved from early efficiency-driven models toward more people-centered views that focus on engagement, autonomy, and learning. The book also reinforces that culture is a strategic asset because it shapes everyday choices when rules are unclear. Concepts such as goal setting, feedback, and organizational learning highlight how leaders can create clarity while still encouraging experimentation. Importantly, it treats ethics and responsibility as part of leadership, not as an afterthought, connecting trust to long-term performance. By combining classic and modern perspectives, the book offers a practical way to diagnose workplace problems and choose interventions, whether the issue is misaligned incentives, poor communication, low morale, or unclear accountability. Fourthly, marketing, customers, and building value that people choose. The book presents marketing as the discipline of understanding customers and translating that understanding into offerings and messages that fit their needs and contexts. Rather than focusing only on promotion, it explores the broader marketing mix and the logic of segmentation, targeting, and positioning. Readers learn why customer perception can be as important as product features, and how branding works as a shorthand for trust, identity, and expected experience. Another emphasis is the idea of value. Marketing succeeds when it clarifies why an offering solves a problem better than alternatives, and when that promise is consistently delivered. The book also touches on pricing as a strategic lever, showing that price signals quality, shapes demand, and influences profitability. Modern marketing themes appear through ideas related to networks, digital channels, and data-driven decision-making, highlighting how feedback loops can accelerate learning but also create risks like short-term optimization or privacy concerns. By treating marketing as both analytical and creative, the book helps readers balance research with intuition. The practical benefit is a framework for making clearer choices: who the customer is, what job the product fulfills, why the brand should be believed, and how to measure whether marketing efforts are building durable customer relationships rather than temporary attention. Lastly, money, operations, and the mechanics of sustainable business. Behind every compelling strategy and brand story is a set of financial and operational realities that determine whether a business can survive. The book introduces key ideas that help readers interpret how companies create and allocate value, including fundamentals of profit, cash flow, investment, and risk. It also highlights how operational systems influence quality, cost, and speed, connecting process design to customer experience and competitive advantage. Concepts related to productivity, supply chains, and continuous improvement show how small gains can compound, while poor operations can quietly erode margins and reputation. Financial perspectives encourage readers to think in terms of trade-offs, growth versus liquidity, leverage versus resilience, and short-term results versus long-term investment. The book also points toward modern concerns such as sustainability, governance, and the social expectations placed on companies. Those topics reinforce a broader view of performance that includes reputational risk and regulatory pressure, not just quarterly numbers. By combining operational logic with financial thinking, the book helps readers understand what makes a business scalable and investable. The result is a more complete mental model. Great ideas must be translated into processes, measured with meaningful metrics, funded responsibly, and managed with awareness of uncertainty and downside scenarios. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, wide-angle understanding of business without committing to a single ideology. Students in business, economics, or entrepreneurship will find it helpful for building foundational literacy and for revising before exams or interviews. Early career professionals can use it to connect daily tasks to bigger concepts like strategy, incentives, and value creation. Managers and founders benefit from the ability to quickly revisit frameworks when facing decisions about growth, pricing, organization design, or change management. The life benefit comes from developing better judgment. By learning multiple ways to frame a problem, readers become less reactive and more deliberate, able to test assumptions, spot trade-offs, and communicate decisions with clearer logic. It also encourages systems thinking, showing how leadership, marketing, operations, and finance reinforce one another. Compared with many business books that go deep on one method, this one is worth buying because it functions as a compact reference library. The visual format and concise explanations make it easier to retain and to return to later. It is a strong choice when you want breadth, context, and practical frameworks in one place, especially if you are building your business toolkit from the ground up. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.